This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want you to admit something. We saw it on Reddit and we're stealing it.
Yep.
It's called harmless addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, certain people have, addiction's not a pretty word. I mean, it's like if you're addicted to something that's killing you or you're addicted to...
Yeah, not good.
It's not a good word. But some of us have harmless, like little...
Right.
Like what's your harmless one?
I was trying to think, probably for me, it's paper towels. And it seems like in the last couple of years, I just using so much that if I'm down to like six rolls, I have to go out and buy, I think I'm hoarding paper towels. The big 20 pack.
It's your harmless addiction.
A little bit. I know it's not harmless. I'm wrecking planets and countries and environments and forests and stuff. But I think paper guy, they need to eat too. But so anyway, that's my rationalization.
You're single-handedly keeping Bounty in business.
Yeah.
Are you a Bounty or a Brownie?
I'm Bounty. Yeah.
You're Bounty?
Yeah.
Because it's on the very end.
It is. And they have like, yeah.
The huge.
Big time, 80 equals 20.
I want to say I'm the same way as you with that addiction, but I think it's just a family thing. Like, I have a cabinet in my garage that has at least more paper towels, more toilet paper,
yes,
more Kleenexes, and paper plates than you can probably imagine.
I love you for that. Why wouldn't you have that stuff constantly on hand?
There's nothing worse than reaching for a paper towel. You get that empty roll and you go, we don't have any more.
Yes, or it's that last square that has the glue on it that's glued to right, you can't use that.
That's a serious addiction.
Yeah.
I get that. Some of these other people said they're addicted to, and I've known people that have this one, lip balm.
Oh, Carmex. Was it Carmex?
Oh, in high school?
Yes.
I couldn't, like, I
everybody
would freak. But you know what it became?
Why?
My lips became more, I got so used to, it's like my lips stopped producing their own moisture because they knew I was going to rub Carmex all over them. Like, I couldn't survive without it. When I'm skiing or whatever, I mean, you're in the cold and the wind, so you kind of need to put a little bit on your lip, but like, I had to break myself of it.
You and everybody else. That and Visine.
Oh, I know people who are addicted to that.
And I get it, the pot smokers, and you want to mask the red eyes and stuff, but you're right. Even non-pot, that's all they do is just...
Pop, just constantly putting stuff in your eyes. It seems like... I don't know a lot of ophthalmologists, but...
That can't be good after a while.
Like, party with them, but I'd love to know if that's eventually bad.
Yeah.
Some other people are saying their harmless addiction is watching cute animal videos.
Oh, yeah. I remember cat videos were a huge rage.
I will occasionally get in a loop of that.
No, you always loop the GIs coming home. The surprise.
That is sort of my harmless.
Yep.
But it's not harmless because I cry and I don't get anything done.
No, that's good. You're emoting.
It's
getting
cathartic.
It is for
I'm
you.
I'm sitting alone in my living room
just blubbering
on the cold hardwood floor she didn't know he was in the catcher's mitt. Like,
now that you described
it's not,
the environment in which
it's not harmless.
Okay.
At all. Oh, we just discovered part of our two-headed monster, Erin of the producer fame. She has this addiction. There's a bell in this room.
Oh,
she cannot walk in the room without going.
You're right. That's Jamie's bell.
Every time. Yes.
Yeah. Every time she does that now.
We probably shouldn't be saying this on the air because then Jamie's going to go, where tomorrow's show is going to be all about, somebody touched my bell. Yeah, I just touched it.
No, and you're not wrong. Tomorrow's show is
going
to be
wholly devoted to
all that.
Let's put her bell somewhere else.
No, then the rest of the week's show is
going to
be about.
You know what we could do? We could test how many people listen now and listen in the morning. We move her bell somewhere and we tell you guys where we're putting it. And when she starts freaking out,
someone
you can
will
tell
call.
Her. Oh, man, but if you guys don't tell her...
So where do you want to put the bell?
I don't know. If we put it up there with all the junk, their other junk? Oh, my God, this is a terrible idea. We're dead! We're dead.
Well...
why did we even start this?
Yeah, because she gets pretty...
She's going to get really mad at us if we move the bell.
Right.
We're moving the bell.
I'll move the bell.
Okay, wait, just tell me where we're going to put it. You want to put it?
Up there? That's not a bell. Okay. Talk, like you said, with the rest of their trash?
Yes. Okay, so if you're going to text them in the morning or call them, let them know it's on top of the thing.
We call it a turret, but we don't know if BJ knows the name. Yeah.
Where else? Where could we put it that they'll understand? We're putting it on top of the disinfecting wipes. There's disinfecting wipes in here. The green.
Yeah, that's a 5 feet of dust just came falling off.
Okay, it's up on top of the. Okay. Yeah. Her bell is on top of the. Oh man, this is a terrible experiment.
No, it's on top of the.
It's on top of all the equipment that BJ stares at to his left, on top of the adjustable or the cleaning wipes.
Yes.
Oh Jesus, that's so much to text.
Well.
Yes. Tell BJ to look to his left and up, and they'll find it.
Up and to the left.
Up and to the left. There we go. We're going to get back to this. We want to know what you're addicted to. Secretly, harmlessly addicted to the Dr. Pimple Popper videos. Or
oh, my gosh, yeah.
The little flosser. I'm addicted to the flossers.
The pokey ones?
Do you know, no, I do the ones that are, it's just the little thing, and it's got a little bit of floss on it.
Oh, I thought it was the barb. Oh, no, you're the.
It looks like a little V.
A divining rod that you stick. Yes. Okay.
And one night I was doing it so much. I had a friend over at the house and I did it for like 15 minutes while he's sitting next to me. And he was finally like, are you almost done?
Oh my God.
I was like, how long have I been doing that? I don't even know. All right. So if you've got a harmless addiction, this is where we want to talk to you. Claire.
Yeah.
Hi. Harmless addiction. What's yours?
Water bottle. Listen, there's nothing wrong with drinking water and all that stuff, but my friends are constantly making fun of me because I live by my Fiji bottle.
Yep.
And they don't see it. I totally see it. I can justify it. I've seen studies, but, you know, what the heck? So I'm helping the economy. I love it. They love it.
Wait, are you buying plastic bottles of water at the grocery store? Or are you talking about buying like Nalgene bottles or Yeti bottles or whatever? Which kind of water bottles are we talking about?
Oh, like the plastic Fiji bottles.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that you sort of kind of use once and they throw out about five a day kind of thing. So
you're addicted to, I mean, we all should be addicted to water, but maybe.
The ones that don't come in the plastic.
Right.
Yeah.
So as dolphins begin rolling onto shore, you can take kind of personal responsibility for
Claire
one or two.
Draining another Fiji bottle.
Recycling thing, though. Come on.
Oh, you recycle?
Okay. That's cool.
I recycle.
Then there's nothing wrong. You're fine.
Starting to explain why you chose VD on this call, though. You don't want all your Highlands Range friends to know you're the, I guess they probably already know you're the Fiji girl. That's a good addiction.
Yes.
Thank you, Claire. Allie.
Yay.
Yay.
What's your addiction?
I really like to squeeze my pores and just see what surprise comes out.
Oh my God.
Every day.
Dang.
Really?
What's your favorite surprise?
Solid.
Oh, when you get one, yeah. Like more of the calcium-y thing than just pus.
Why are you knowing all about?
I have some sebaceous hyperplasia on my forehead. It's like a pore that kind of sealed the oil production thing stopped working in it.
What?
And so they will get a little calcium thing and you go like, boom, and it's like a rock comes out of it. It's weird.
You guys sound too proud of this.
No, I don't like it. She likes it. I just want it out. But she's like,
she wants to do yours too.
Yes, you can come over later. And
I won't do anyone else's, but I can't go to bed until I do mine.
Girl's got
to
have her standards.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allie. Claire.
Yay.
Harmless addiction.
My harmless addiction is face masks, like, you know, hydrating or anti-aging. It might help my skin, but I pretty much think it's going to solve my life problems in 10 to 15 minutes. So I do them all the time. Yeah.
I love everything about what you're saying right now.
That is awesome. Yeah.
You know, I don't even care about the skin. It's just like, as I peel this off, my life is going to get better.
Right.
Yes. Everything out the window. And look, glowing skin. Yay me.
You're awesome. Thank you, Claire. Samantha.
Yes.
Harmless addiction.
Yay. First of all, I love you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Thank you for that.
I love you too.
So my addiction is I'm addicted to the extra hot, flaming hot Cheetos.
Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, no, there's a thing.
I like, so the Flaming Hot, like when I first tried it, I'm like, I don't really like it. But then you, it's like this flavor, you want to go back to it. In fact, there's this like poke bowl place where you can get Flaming Hot Cheetos crumpled on top of it. So it's like sushi.
Oh my God.
With Flaming Hot Cheetos on top. But I was unaware of an extra Flaming Hot flavor.
What?
That exists? There's extra hot?
Yes, and they are, it's so bad for you, but they're so delicious.
Okay, well, I'm going to, we got to stop.
Both of you are too weird over
there.
It's
not weird, they're so good, because there's a wang to it, and when you first eat the wang, you're like, wow. When you first eat the wang, you don't like the wang, and then all of a sudden you love the wang, and you can't get enough wang.
Is that true, Samantha, about the wang?
Yes, and then when it gets like stuck on your fingers, oh so good.
Yeah, because you end up with like bright red fingertips, and then you're just sitting there for the rest of the day, like basically eating Flaming Hot fingers.
All right, there's a lot of wanging. Yeah,
there's
going
a lot
on
of wanging.
I don't know if I.
All right, thank you. We're all gonna try them now. Thanks, Samantha. Karen.
Yay!
What's your harmless addiction?
Oh God, watching Grey's Anatomy over and over all the seasons. It's crazy. I can't get enough.
Like you've seen every episode like five times and
yes,
you could quote every line.
But true.
Wow, Karen.
That's really sad.
Slacker does that with The Office though.
Oh yeah, well Steve does it with Kate and Leopold,
okay,
so
whatever.
I still win.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.